Trump accuser alleges coercion.
You took it as a direct threat.
Absolutely. I was rattled.
Students vow more than a march.
This is not the end. This was just the beginning.
New revelation about Facebook.
Gathering data on Android users.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by TheraWorks Relief.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. Porn star Stormy Daniels, President Donald Trump, attorney Michael Cohen, all key players in a tale of sex, money, and the legal system. Daniels told her story of an alleged sexual encounter with Mr. Trump in 2006 on 60 Minutes. And as CBS's Major Garrett tells us, she offered no new evidence, but indicated there have been threats.
A guy walked up on me and said to me, "Leave Trump alone, forget the story." And then he leaned around and looked at my daughter and said, "A beautiful little girl, it'd be a shame if something happened to her mom." And then he was gone.
In an interview with 60 Minutes, Stormy Daniels says she was first threatened to stay silent in 2011.
I was rattled. I remember going into the workout class and my hands were shaking so much I was afraid I was going to drop her.
Did you go to the police?
No.
Why?
Because I was scared.
Daniels says she doesn't know who threatened her. Her lawyer, Michael Avenatti, says a new lawsuit filed by Cohen is meant to intimidate his client.
There's no question. You threaten someone with a $20 million lawsuit, it's a thuggish tactic. It's no different than what happened in the parking lot in Las Vegas.
Michael Cohen has denied ever threatening Daniels. His lawyer fired back overnight at Avenatti with a cease and desist letter calling allegations she was threatened baseless. Mr. Cohen had absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with any such person or incident and does not even believe that any such person exists.
Also key to the story is a $130,000 payment to Daniels just before the election. Cohen, working for Mr. Trump, says he paid the money personally. CBS's Paula Reed says the fallout from all this could put some in legal jeopardy.
The question for federal investigators would be, was this money to keep her from talking during the election? And if it was, you have possibly two legal problems. One is that this amount would have far exceeded the individual contribution limit for Mr. Cohen. And the other issue is that we don't really know exactly where this money came from, which could potentially violate the disclosure requirements under federal law.
Well, two lawyers set to join President Trump's legal team will not, after all. Joseph DeGenova and Victoria Tenzing are married and legal partners, and unspecified conflicts of interest won't allow them to represent Mr. Trump in dealings with the special counsel's Russia investigation. Reports say VA Secretary David Shulkin could be the next member of the Trump cabinet to be sent packing. He's been under fire for alleged spending abuses. Also on the move could be some Russian diplomats in this country. We're live this morning with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Sources say the U.S. will announce today it's joining Great Britain in expelling Russian officials in response to the crippling nerve agent attack on a former double agent and his daughter in the U.K. They both remain in critical condition. The Russian embassy here in Washington preemptively writes on its Facebook page that punishing Moscow will self-inflict a wound, warning the strategic stability of the entire world depends on U.S.-Russia relations. The diplomats likely to be targeted for expulsion are believed to be intelligence officers stationed here in the U.S. Steve?
Correspondent Adriana Diaz tells us the big Saturday rallies in Washington, D.C. and elsewhere were just the start of what Parkland High School students want to do to toughen gun laws.
We're going to be revving up for the election.
The group is already working on their next steps, including a call for town halls nationwide on April 7th, a second national walkout on April 20th, and a voter registration campaign to register teens before November's midterm election. But not all students feel included in the movement. Parkland student Kyle Kashu.
I agree with them completely that this cannot happen ever again. But I differ with them on what policy needs to be made.
A host on NRA TV also criticized the students, calling them hypocrites.
They hate machines that cause death, except, hold on, no, you ain't never going to take their cars away.
Former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum has drawn social media derisions for what he said on CNN.
How about kids, instead of looking to someone else to solve their problem, do something about maybe taking CPR classes or trying to deal with situations?
They took action.
Yeah, they took action to ask someone to pass a law. They didn't take action to say, how do I, as an individual, deal with this problem?
The gunmaker Remington has filed for bankruptcy protection. It's faced dropping sales and lawsuits since the Sandy Hook massacre in 2012. On the heels of full-page newspaper ads yesterday in which Facebook apologized for user data that fell into the hands of a political firm, there are new revelations about information gathered from Android devices. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
You know how you can get a message when you're downloading a new app asking if it's okay for that app to, enlist you in the French Foreign Legion, and you just click yes because you just want to start using the app? Well, a number of Facebook users with Android phones are learning that the social media giants got years' worth of their contact information, call lengths, text messages. Now, Facebook insists this data is only gathered to make its Messenger and Facebook Lite apps more efficient for Android users, that this only affects users who opted into the service, and that they can opt out at any time. Steve?
More than 60 people are confirmed dead in a fire that raced through a Siberian shopping mall. The BBC's Paul Adams is in Moscow.
It does seem as if a terribly large number of those people will be children. There were reports of, for example, of a group of 12-year-olds from a nearby village who were all at a screening of a film in one of the cinemas there.
An Iowa couple and their two children were found dead in a rented condo on Mexico's Caribbean coast. CBS's Maria Villarreal says investigators believe they inhaled a toxic gas.
Firefighters took a close look at the ventilation system and gas connections to a stove inside the Bahia Principe resort rooms. It's still unclear what specific gas may have actually killed the family, but officials do not believe this was an act of suicide or violence.
In Sacramento, NBA players on both the Kings and visiting Celtics wore warm-up shirts bearing the name Stephon Clark. He was the unarmed black man shot and killed by city police in his grandmother's backyard. This fan says it was an important symbol of solidarity.
It takes a village to build, and, we are a village, and we need to let everybody know that we're a team, no matter whether you're on the court or in the streets.
There's new research on the research that's done in the Twitter sphere.
Most Twitter users aren't aware that researchers freely collect and analyze their tweets, even those that are deleted. The finding in a study from the University of Colorado and the University of Kentucky. Colorado researcher Casey Fiesler thinks a lot of people know intellectually that a tweet is public, but
if you have 100 Twitter followers, you're still thinking 100 people are reading your tweet. Whereas in reality, it could suddenly be several million people who are watching Jimmy Kimmel.
Are most analyzed tweets harming Twitter users? Fiesler says probably not. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Mike Hughes says he's banged up but feeling okay after his weekend ride on a homemade rocket. He flew about 1,800 feet into the air and made a hard parachute landing in the Mojave Desert. He did it in his attempt to prove the Earth is flat. He says there's more work to do on that. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.